Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
Next scripture is John 15, 16. It says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Do you know that? God chose you. You wouldn't be here today if God hadn't chosen you. You might think, no, I went to the front and I asked Jesus to come in my life. Or I bowed down and knelt down and prayed by my bed and I asked Jesus to come in my life. But why did you do that? Because he revealed himself to you. And so Jesus says, and I want you to note this, you did not choose me, Jesus said, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Isn't that wonderful? Whatever you ask the Father in his name, he'll give it to you. Why? Because you're doing what he's appointed you to do. Everyone here in this room is appointed. You've been appointed to a task, to a job, to fulfill something, and you have been given gifts, whether you believe it or not. If you don't know what gift you have, seek God and he'll show you. You know, God wants to give us wisdom. He wants to give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He wants the Holy Spirit to manifest in us. But we squash the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, don't quench the Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. You know, obey him. Walk with him. He fills us with his love and his life. You know, I've got a saying, if it's not love, joy and peace, it's not God. But you know what? In the biggest storm, you can have peace. Just knowing that God is with you. Knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Look at what happened to Job. I mean, if anyone, you know, what did his wife say? Oh, why don't you just curse God and die? It's not written in the Bible, but I believe he said, well, if I can curse God and die, I can bless God and live.
That's right.
Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, right. We can choose life. The Bible says, and I think I've got it here actually. John 6:44, it says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Yeah. So see, God drew you to him. He drew you to Jesus. And he says, I'll raise him up at the last day. You are chosen. Put your hand up if you believe that. You're chosen. Yeah. You're chosen. And I know, you know, some of your doubters might be saying, well, you know, there's another verse that says, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. But you have been chosen.
Come on.
Amen? That's what he wants for you, because the Father has drawn you, the Father has drawn you to Jesus, and I will raise him up at the last day. Am I bellowing too much here? I'm getting a bit of feedback. Should I stand back here? Is that better? Hello. Is that better? Is it? Is it better? Sorry?
It's fine?
Yeah. Which one? Help me, Carl. It's me listening to myself. Yeah, it's really boring, isn't it? I hate listening to myself. Okay, well, I might just wander around a little bit. Is that all right?
You know?
I remember watching, whoever saw Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Did you watch that movie, anyone?
Not that old.
This is the old man of the church. There's a scene in it where you know, they're bank robbers and all that sort of stuff, and they go along to get a job, and they're moving gold, and this guy interviews them, and he throws a coin on the ground, and he says, hit the coin. And Paul Newman goes, bang, 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 and he hits the coin three times, and then Sundance comes up, and he goes, bang, 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 and he misses every time, and the guy goes, you're not in. And he said, can I move? He said, what do you mean? He jumps around, he goes, bang, 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 and he's all over the place. He had to move. Sometimes as a preacher, I've got to move, okay? So to hit the target, praise God. So the next scripture, are we going forward? And the one after that, thanks. Thanks, Pradama. No, Romans 8:28. Yep, thank you. So Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. Well, we know we've been called. Yeah. We've all been called. You've all confessed that today, so it's too late. God saw it, okay? And he has a job for you to do. And, you know, you might not be called to be a pastor, but maybe you're a pastor in your workplace. Maybe you need to pray for the sick, you know, on the train when you see someone, you know, going to work or on the bus or whatever case may be. You know, God has called us all to be witnesses to him. And what is the witness? The witness is not just talk. The witness is in power. The witness is in demonstration. Yes? Because Paul said, I didn't come to you with you know, puffed up words of wisdom. I came to you in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Yeah. Hallelujah. And church, the world hates us and thinks we're a bunch of wimps because we're not doing what the Holy Spirit has called us to do. Satan is laughing because Christians have been infected by the world. And we need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get back to what he says and go against the flow. It's a lot harder to paddle upstream than it is to paddle downstream, right? But you will find resistance when you're serving God. But guess what? You get all the power of God. You get all the power of the Holy Spirit flowing with you. And he wants to change your locality. He wants to change the place where you live and where you go, your whole sphere of influence. If we can go, yes, thank you. Thanks, Pratima. God is with you even when you don't know. Genesis 50:20, and I've got it there. But as for you, this is Joseph speaking to his brothers. He says, as for you, you meant evil against me when you sold me into slavery. But God meant it for good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do we really believe that last scripture, that all things work together for good? Because Joseph is confessing an error and saying, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. Even when people do evil against you, God's going to turn it around.
That's right.
Amen? Hallelujah. Peter, you know, I think it's Acts 9, he's in jail and he's under a death sentence, right? They've decided, they've kept him alive for a while and they've decided, no, we're going to kill this dude. And so the next morning, he was going to be executed. And he's asleep in the jail. I don't know how he slept, by the way, but he was obviously asleep because it says the angel kicked him awake. You know, if I was going to die the next morning, I don't know that I'd worry too much about sleep. I'd be more worried about living. But he was sound asleep and he woke up and the angel uncuffed him and opened the door of the jail and let him out of the jail. Peter thought he was in a dream. He didn't think it was real until the angel left him and he's out in the street. And God wants to set us free. Even when people come against us, if we trust the Lord, he will always deliver you. Hallelujah. Always deliver you. It might not come out the way you want it to or the way you expect. Remember, it's not about you. It's about him. We're dead. Amen. We've been resurrected by him to bring life to this world. But whatever we're living for ourselves and partying on and, you know, I'm not saying you can't party. I'm not saying you can't watch TV. I'm not saying you can't have any fun. But when you're in Jesus, we need to put him first.
Amen.
We need to put him first. And we got to think about the things where maybe I don't put him first. Maybe I put something else or somebody else first. Praise God. When I proposed to my wife, she said to me, Jesus comes first, you come second. I said, okay, forget it. No, I didn't. Yeah, I said, well, same goes to you, honey. Jesus comes first. You are second, but I'll love you second all the time. Praise God. Habakkuk 2:3-4. And it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. You know, you might have a vision. You might have a dream that you've been thinking about. And you might have sort of dismissed it and gone, oh, that's never going to happen because, you know, it's 20 years ago. You know, God is in my life at an extended age is starting to do things that I wanted him to do years ago. You know, God has three answers, doesn't he? It's yes, no, or what is it, Eddie?
Wait.
That's right. That's right. And that doesn't mean fat, you know, like wait. But it means... okay. A lot of the time he's not saying no. A lot of the time he just says, you're not ready. You know, you're not ready to be blessed with that. You wouldn't handle it. You'd go off the track. We've got to trust Daddy. You know, what does Daddy do with his kids? He grabs them by the hand. He leads them around across the road. Hold my hand. You know, because they don't understand traffic. You know, they say until you're 10 years old, you should always hold your kid's hand. Okay, so the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. It will not lie, though it tarries. Wait for it. Amen? And don't try and make it happen, otherwise you'll have a Hagar and you'll have a Ishmael, okay? So don't do that, okay? We can put our hands on things and stuff up things that'll stay with us for the rest of our lives. And God makes you wear it sometimes. God makes you carry it with you. We have to be careful. He has the best for us. And that's why we trust his word. He cares for us. He knows the way. He can see down the road. All you can see is the, you know, the corner in front of you. He's way down the road in front of you preparing the way. And you need to just trust him. Amen. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Amen. Our life is a walk of faith. You want to know how to bless God? Trust him. Trust him. You know, in 2 Chronicles 16:9, there's a verse that says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth, looking for someone whose heart is perfect towards him. Okay? He's not talking about obeying the law. He's talking about trusting him. That's the perfection that God wants from us. And that's what it's saying. This is the very first place that verse appears, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You want to make God happy with you? Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. He will come through. He will come through. Praise God. Psalm 23, 4 to 5a, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, which is correction, and your staff, support and their sustenance to me. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. You know, when you're fighting a battle, what is God saying? Come and eat. Put your sword down. It's cool. He's a nothing. Just eat and be blessed. Amen. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. It's like, what's your name again? Satan? Oh, get out of here. You know, he has nothing. You know, Satan can only get you if you let him. It's true. Sin in your life. You know, going off and doing something that God's telling you not to do. You open the door to the devil, and he wants to rain on your party. A couple of testimonies here today before I finish. I've got up there, God bless you. These little cues for me to remember what I'm going to say, what testimony I'm going to give. I used to work for Derek Prince Ministries, and Debbie did too, and I ran the office in Australia with Debbie. And one day I was taking an order from someone. She was ordering some new tapes. Derek Prince died in 2003, so this is back in the 90s, right? And she rang me about three times over a couple of days, and every time we hung up, I said, God bless you, bye, and hung up. The last time, when she was about to hang up, or I was about to hang up, she said, hang on a minute, I've got something to say to you. And I said, what is it? She said, every time you've talked to me, you've ended the call with God bless you. Says, you know, I've been away from God. And every time you said that, God touched my heart. And she said, I'm going back to church. And I'm astounded. I'm gobsmacked, because it's like, all I said was, God bless you, just like I just said it then. But the Holy Spirit took those words and touched her heart and drew her back to himself. How powerful is that? See, it's, what am I saying, God? We don't know when God's moving. Praise God. Another one. Our son was sick, our youngest son. He was crook, and we were doing a whole Christmas outreach. We used to decorate the church with Christmas lights, and we had lights in Christmas trees and all that kind of stuff. We had hundreds of people would come, And we had the fire brigade would come visit, the police would come and visit, every Tom, Dick and Harry would come. It was a great outreach. We'd have it for a whole week every night, just before Christmas, leading up to Christmas Eve. And we'd preach the gospel and all that kind of stuff, but that didn't stop people because they were attracted by the light. They were moss to the flame. And that's what people need today, is God's blessing. But our youngest son, he got a pain in his side. And we're saying, is it your appendix? And how's the pain? You know, and he's saying, oh, it's not too bad. Not too bad, Dad. You know, like, I can handle it. But he was throwing up a bit. Anyway, 10 days we did nothing because we thought, oh, it's just a stomach bug, you know. It'll go away. It didn't go away. So at the lights one night, I said to, our doctor turned up and she was there and I said, oh, she knows our family. I said, oh, Reese has had this pain in his side. I wonder, you know, should I bring him to see you? She said, you bring him down tomorrow, first thing. So I brought him down. She examined him and she said, take him straight to John Hunter Hospital. I said, what? She said, don't pack a bag, just go. Take this letter and give it to them. We got there and they rushed him in and over a couple of days, they did a scan on him and they found that his appendix had burst 10 days before. Did you ever feel like negligent parents? At that point, we really did. You know, it's like, duh. But see, he didn't have a lot of pain and he would dismiss it and that sort of stuff. So, you know, anyway, that's my excuse. But what happened was we had a nurse come in and he had a CAT scan and a nurse came in and said, you know what happened to your son? And is that they told you? And I said, no, they haven't told us. And he said, his appendix burst. And they said the poison from the appendix was wrapped up by the omentum, which is like a net that we all have, organ at the bottom of our gut, and it had wrapped itself around the poison, encapsulated and sealed it so that he wouldn't get sepsis. God does things when you don't even know he's moving. Hallelujah. Thank God. He could have died because of our negligence. But praise God. Thank God. He's a strapping young man now with four kids. Hallelujah. Sorry?
Firefighter,
yeah. Praise God. I went into politics. Some of you here have heard this testimony, but went into politics and I was never successful getting into either the federal government or the state government. But what really happened was 12 people gave their hearts to the Lord in the political party we were in. People coming to us and saying, is this the end times? And we're going, well, if it's not, it's a dress rehearsal. And you know, but we're astounded. The last one we know of, and I think there's been spin-off, but I'm not going to take it any further than what we absolutely know, okay? And he came to us at one of the meetings, and he was a Mason, and he's telling us how great the Masonic Lodge is and all that. And I'm saying, well, yeah, but they're not Christians. Yes, they are Christians. I'm saying, no, they're not. They're not really. Oh, they follow Solomon and all that. I said, I know that. But they're not Christians. And I said, do you know they put curses on family? No, they don't. They don't do that. They don't put curses on their family. I said, yes, they do. You need to learn a bit more. And so anyway, go forward 6 months and we had a general meeting with the political party. It was the last meeting Deb and I were going to. And there's a crowd there and we're talking to people after the meeting. And this guy comes up with a big smile on his face. He's standing there while I'm talking to somebody and I'm thinking, something's happened to this guy, and finally turned around to him and said, what's happened? And he said, you'll never guess, I've asked Jesus into my life.
Amen.
He said, we're going to church. This was in December. He said, we went to church in August. My wife and I got baptized in water, and he said, we dedicated our son to the Lord. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? So God is at work, saints. And God wants to move in each and every one of you. He's an amazing God. He lives to bless. He lives to deliver. He lives to set free. So can we stand? I just want to give an opportunity. Is that all right, Pastor? An opportunity to have prayer today. And I'd just like to
open up the altar. If something of this word has spoken to you, or if you're sick and you need prayer, please come forward and we want to pray for you. Okay, we just want God's blessing to be poured out abundantly upon you. And the Holy Spirit is here. We are open to his gifts, to words of knowledge, to anything that he wants to do. And Lord, I just pray, Father, for these people, my God. I pray your blessing would be poured out upon them. That you administer your love to them right now. Speak to their hearts, my God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Speak to their hearts, my God. If you're in doubt and fear today, please come forward. Jesus doesn't want you to have that. You know, he wants to set you free.
Amen.
He wants to deliver you. That's the job. That's the task that we have, is to exalt the Lord and be witnesses to him. And by being a witness, we are demonstrators of his power right now. Right now, he's the same God today, yesterday and forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack, including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack, or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales, 22821. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.